Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Best stock that you can put on your gun for the price known to man. Or at least to the men I know. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Couple of just stupid things for you while I'm going through some of this stuff, and then we'll move along. Amazon recently, Amazon is easily the biggest behemoth in books. All right, if you can get your book on Amazon, well, it's not gonna hurt. It's not going to hurt. They can make or break a book easily enough because they are the largest book retailer and retailer in general in the world. A book listed on Amazon can be sold anywhere in the world, which is a pretty big deal. In fact, more and more people do their book shopping on Amazon exclusively. That's probably why Amazon started selling advertising. Because if you have a book on Amazon, you can advertise it through Amazon. And that way, potential customers can learn about your book while looking at other books. It's a pretty sweet deal. That is, unless your book is about combating gun violence, apparently. You're going, what? See, I'm not talking about a book like by Super Dave or by Steve Fisher or by Keita Bussey or any of these other people about how to stop gun violence by being a good gun fighter. I'm talking about a political volume, okay? And Amazon recently blocked an ad regarding a book about ending gun violence because it had a gun on the cover. And we get this. Earlier this year, I published a book called The End of Killing. It examines how new technology can help us end violence with a focus on premeditated killing by firearms. Shortly after it debuted, my publisher ran ads for the book on Amazon. A few weeks ago, we discovered that Amazon blocked the book's ads after the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. Why? Because the cover has a gun on it. Further, they said they reinstate the ads only if we revise the cover. The note from Amazon's legal team reads, if approved with changes, the following changes must be made. The book cover is blocked at the moment due to the critical event policy that was activated 8/4/19 following the mass shootings in the U.S. We would be happy to revisit the ad after 8/12/19, but the cover image will not be approved as is. An updated ad would need an image without a gun. I was confused. The book's thesis, indeed my life's work, is how we can end deaths by firearms. The The book doesn't promote guns, far from it. In fact, my prime argument is that the lethality of firearms is a problem, but one that we can fix, and yet Amazon wouldn't allow us to promote these ideas in the aftermath of a deadly event that demonstrated the dire need for them. Welcome to my world, friend. Welcome to my world. I had a sponsor, Sheath Underwear, and they would make videos, and it would be about me promoting Sheath Underwear. And they were pretty good at it. They made really good videos. So then they would ask me to promote that myself, and then I would get it on my social media, and I would try to run, buy an ad from Facebook in order to do this. And this was about underwear, right? Purely about underwear. But because of the way they were searching for stuff like this to block, right? Not to protect people from, but they were looking for something to block. They would not allow me to push that ad out for Sheath Underwear. And I would, one time they actually, they accepted my appeal, but then they wouldn't let me renew it. I'd be like, watch the video, because it would just be underwear. So, I'm not going to defend the author's thesis or his life's work, and without reading the book itself, I'm going to bet that he and I would agree on pretty much nothing. But he goes on to suggest that places like Amazon and Google and Facebook have yanked gun-related advertising, not because they believe it will curb people buying guns, but to generate some positive PR. You think? He presents it as his opinion, which he's certainly entitled to, but I think in a way he's right. Because look at all the other virtue signaling that goes on out there. Now, the problem here is that it impacts his book, which, hey, welcome to my world. See, I believe that if he wants to get out, even though I don't agree with him, but if he wants to write a book about how we could, you know, we could make the ammunition fuzzier and cuddlier, that's fine. Write that book, son. Get it out there. Just make sure you do all the punctuation and make it a pretty cover. But whatever it is, you're entitled to your opinion, sir. Absolutely. I defended your right to say what you want to say and think what you want to think. But it doesn't go that way with me. But the problem with censorship is eventually it does run afoul of those that are friends because it, you know, eventually it catches everybody. I don't know if he'd feel the same way if it was Steve Fisher's book or Keita Bussey's book or Dave Harrington's book or a buyer's guide on firearms or if I wrote a book, Mark Walters wrote a book. I don't know how he would feel about those. And that doesn't matter either. Truth is that Amazon is taking a vehemently anti-gun stance with their advertising program, one that readers and authors should both be well aware of. And if you're going to be in there and if you're going to do certain things, I mean, I always knew with my YouTube channel that eventually YouTube was already moving in a direction. It's not just against me as a gun reviewer, right? It's pretty much against everybody. I don't know anybody that's making a lot of YouTube money right now. Not even the girls that do the bikini hauls and the try-ons. Not even the guys that do the pranks. I don't know of anybody. And they will demonetize you at the drop of a hat. At the drop of a hat. So, you know, so I always knew that was going to happen. I'm still there at YouTube. And I will continue to be there, and one day they'll eventually kick me off there altogether. And I've already put video somewhere else. It's at a website called gunstreamer.com. I wish they would answer the phone when I call them and, you know, talk about bringing them on the show. But no, but let me do it for them, you know, gunstreamer.com. But, censorship is, I had a first sergeant one time. No, it was, he was a lieutenant. He was a good lieutenant, too. He looked at me one day, and he said, we were discussing just stuff, and he said, he told me that laser sights work both ways, and that friendly fire isn't. And I thought, after I stopped laughing at him, I realized my LT was correct. He was 100% correct. And this is a laser shot. This is friendly fire catching the gun grabbers. Pretty funny if you think about it. Pretty sad if you think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A Florida police detective resigned last week after he said there would be an active shooter situation if he didn't get the job he wanted. Oh, gosh. This pilgrim's name is Steve Bergren. He submitted his resignation to the Tarpon Springs Police Department located in Pinellas County after he made the comment August the 5th to a fellow detective, which Police Major Jeffrey Young said made the co-worker's hairs on the back of his neck stand up. Bergren, according to the Tampa Bay Times, wrote the police chief a letter explaining he was joking and that he failed to appreciate how recent tragic events could lead to a statement referencing an active shooter being misperceived. You think that excuse didn't fly. Now, remember, in Florida, they now have red flag orders where if you live in Florida, if you're listening to me in Florida, you can get out there and you can say to someone anything. You can get out there and you can just be angry that you couldn't get your parking spot or that they didn't have your favorite kind of hash brown patty in place in stock. You know what I'm saying? And you can just be angry and just ragey and everything. Then somebody can throw a red flag order at you just because you just, you know, verbally vented. And, you know, whether you got guns or not, and they'll put a red flag order and they'll come and visit you. If you got guns, they're going to take them. If they don't, well, I wonder how that works. I need to find out about that part. And, but suffice to say, I mean, they're throwing red flag orders in Florida at the drop of a hat right now. And it's crazy. But coming from the Twitter, or coming from Tampa Bay Times, a police spokesman said law enforcement cannot ask the public to watch out for red flags, signs of potentially dangerous behavior, and ignore such a sign under its own roof. The detective says he was joking. The Tarpon Springs Police Department said they would have fired him had he not resigned. In his letter, he says it was in jest, but in hindsight, it was ill-advised, he told the news outlet. In today's society, you just can't say something like that and not be held accountable for it. The police major said it doesn't make sense for law enforcement to ask the people, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, so Bergren, an officer with the force for the last 11 years, apologized. I never imagined when the statement was made that it would be perceived as a potential threat to our shared workplace, he wrote to the police chief. But the detective who reported the comment told the department, Bergren made this statement in a stoic manner and was not giving away any indication that this was a joke. He was placed on leave and an investigation was conducted, uncovering that Bergren had made a similar comment on May the 10th. He told co-workers about what might happen if he wasn't appointed to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Drug Task Force. Now, apparently, Mr. Bergren is a straight-faced guy. I call him Mr. because he's no longer a cop. And even his major says he's stoic, and they thought he just has a dry sense of humor. Per Tarpon Springs city rules, his comments would be considered a workplace threat, according to the Times. The department's investigation will be sent to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement Standards Commission for further review. So, dude can't talk and say, you can't say what you want to say in Florida or you'll get flagged or fired. Then we have this. And I mean, this is interesting how the culture is going right now. A California man was arrested Friday after he falsely reported a mass shooting was going to happen at a Los Angeles County fair simply because he didn't want to attend with his parents. Eric Villasenor, 22, allegedly sent an email to fair staff around 2:45 p.m. Friday which police said contained a warning. Hello, I was told that someone was planning on doing a mass shooting on Sunday at the fairgrounds. I just wanted to inform you guys already. And that was all that was said, according to Pomona Police Chief Michael Oliveri Jr. Obviously, in today's world, a message like that is very concerning. So, of course, the fair staff reported the threat to the police, and they worked with the FBI and the anti-terror liaisons to investigate what they presumed was a mass shooting tip. Within hours, they identified 2 to 3 suspects connected to the email address that sent in the threat, which, you know, means his parents. And eventually, the investigators narrowed that list down to Villaseñor through his digital footprint. They interviewed him and said he ultimately admitted it was a hoax. Police said that Villaseñor made the false threat because he didn't want to attend the fair with his parents, which he was scheduled to do so Sunday. Though he's 22, he felt it was appropriate to send this threat, and we believe it was with the intent that it would spark some chaos and commotion. It could be captured on the media, and then he could use that as an excuse for his parents to not go to the fair. Kind of a crazy thing. He's arrested around midnight and booked. Of course, the CEO for the Los Angeles County Fair, Miguel Santana, said the swift resolution speaks to the safety plan put in place, except it doesn't. It doesn't really. The Gilroy Garlic Festival, it was targeted, and they put everything in place just like Miguel has, and because they got an email that they reported, this guy, the Gilroy guy, didn't email anybody to tell him he was coming. And even then, they still had metal detectors and cops and everything else, and he cut his way through the fence, came in through the woods, and did what he was going to do. 22-year-old man didn't... I'm having trouble wrapping my hand around that one. I'm going to presume that this is one of these isolated guys. I'd like to know if he has a job, if he actually goes anywhere and works somewhere, if he socializes with anybody, because, that's just the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Between those two, both of those are equally crazy. We got a police officer who thought it was okay to joke about, well, I'm going to do a little random active shooter if I don't get on that task force that I want to be. And then he was stoic about it. Because I have a dry sense of humor. Then he's like, I just meant it as a joke. I mean, probably just a stoic the whole time. In Florida. In Florida. Or in California. I'm telling you, the culture is changing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump participating in a joint press conference with the Italian president, speaking about the fight against ISIS in Syria and the Kurdish allies that have been helping the United States.
If you look at the Kurds, and again, I say this with great respect, they're no angels. If you look at PKK, take a look at PKK, ISIS respects PKK. You know why? Because there is tough or tougher than ISIS.
The president then held a meeting late Wednesday afternoon at the White House with Democrats and Republicans to discuss Syria. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer was at that meeting.
I asked the president what his plan was to contain ISIS. He didn't really have one. He said the Turks and the Syrians will guard the ISIS prisoners.
The Dow lost 17 points on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Every time I hear that text, don't text while you drive ad, that is the most terrifying audio ad I've ever heard in my life. I see. I mean, I'm sure you do too. How many times do you get up there and you're like, is that person drunk? I mean, they keep coming over that way and go that way. No, they're texting. They're texting. I have my phone set up to where I can't get a text when I'm driving. And I do stick it on a bracket and everything, and I have like a Bluetooth connection with my car to where if I do get a phone call, I can talk hands-free. But I don't... No, that's just... I'm not interested in that. Out there, somewhere, and I don't know in what form it's in, is the collected retirement accounts, the 401ks, the Roth IRAs, and, of course, the Social Security checks of you, America, that have been paying into it diligently, if it's 401k, you know, you're putting in, and they're going to match it. If it's a Roth IRA, you're putting in the max amount you can for, you know, trying, doing all the stuff for taxes and everything else. And if there's one thing the Democrats have always wanted to get their hands on, it's these private retirement accounts. They want to take that money and, well, let me explain to you why they want to take that money. The idea is that there's a big pot of stored savings that can be spent now on the leftist social programs, and they don't have to raise taxes and let what happens happens to people who save for retirement. In 2010, the Democrats tried to, a la Argentina, take the U.S. 401ks and replace them with a guaranteed retirement account, an annuity, if you would, using the private savings to bail out failing public pensions. And that fell flat, but it didn't stop the Democrats. And that's because the reason it fell flat was because, like, an IRA or a 401k is your money. And if you die, it's your family's money. With an annuity, if you live to, you know, if you retire like at 65 years old or whatever you're doing, and then you, you know, how long are you going to live after that? Nobody knows. Hopefully it's a nice long time. But they're counting on you dying early so they can keep your money. And then they're not going to pay, they're not going to continue to pay that annuity to the survivors, to the people left. The job-free economy created by the Obama administration then drove many workers to deplete their private retirement savings just to stay afloat, which also served the Democratic interest, too. See, the Democrats don't care if you're a senior and you're eating cat food every night. You know, they just don't care. And now we have yet another and much sneakier effort buried deep within the scads of policy proposals coming from the emerging Democratic presidential frontrunner, Elizabeth Warren. Because she's overtaken Uncle Joe. Jazz Shaw over at Hot Air looked at the fine print and found a new expropriation scheme within Warren's accountable capitalism plan to redo corporate boards on a political correctness model. Which, if you're noticing, I'm doing a lot of political correctness today. Buried in that proposal is a plan to force all corporations with more than $1 billion in revenue to staff up at least 40% of their board of directors with representatives elected by the employees. Traditionally, board members are major stockholders, and their focus is on maximizing corporate revenue to deliver the best return on investment for shareholders. Under this new scheme, the board could look into more esoteric aspects of corporate policy and stop worrying quite so much about pesky details like profit. And as it notes, Germany already has laws along these same lines, and it's resulted in slower growth and lower stock prices. One estimate suggests that share prices at affected American companies could fall by as much as 25%. Well, how does that impact you, average voter person, dude and girl? As it turns out, somewhere between 37 and 50% of U.S. stocks are held by retirement investment accounts. You know, those guys that handle your 401k. If the companies take a 25% hit, so does your money. So does your retirement nest egg. On top of that, companies making less profit tend to lay people off. They don't hire anymore, and it sounds like Warren has a real recipe for success here. Well, I didn't mean to say that. I meant disaster. Obviously, Elizabeth doesn't know what a board is for and wants to remake them in the low-profit, low-job, stagnant Western European model, same top-down, centrally directed one that Andy Stern of the SEIU was so fond of. The boards would quit trying to make a profit for the shareholders, who are significantly 401k funds, and instead focus on virtue signaling. And, you know, they're going to send some union pork to the union leaders, and the net result, 401k payouts go down. You've got more feeble pensions, but you got plenty of feel-good stuff for the politically correct, along with unearned power for the unions, who would surely take out over those workers' votes and rig them to their liking. Workers of the world, you should reject the zero-profit plan like the plague. This is essentially theft. Okay? Where does it say in the Constitution that they can look at a pot of money that isn't theirs and take it? Where does it say that? It doesn't. It doesn't say anything like that. And for me, right, I don't have a retirement plan, per se. I don't. That's not to say I don't have savings, but I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have anything designated as a retirement plan. I have, ever since 2010 when this first happened, I've told anybody that will listen to me, don't have a 401k. Because they try to politicize that all the time. They want to take it. They want to take it. They look at that and they say, all this money's sitting here not doing anything. We could do something with, but it's not yours, Democrats. It's not yours, government. It was never yours. As a matter of fact, it's the money that is left. It's the money that you didn't manage to tax, and it's sitting out there. You've already gotten a slice of it to a degree, and now you want the rest of it. And, okay, fine. And what happens? What would happen if they decided to forcibly just take it? You know, I get told all the time, well, you know, they could always use the IRS against us and take everything we got. Well, first of all, they can't. And if they did, how long do you think that would last? How many people do you think they would do that to? Before something happens, before a spark is touched off. How long do you think that would go? It wouldn't go very long. It would not go very long. If we looked out there and the government had become malevolent, then, you know, okay. I see you. When somebody's telling you what they're going to do to you, if they get a chance, you should believe them. And Pocahontas here wants to steal your retirement. The Democrats want to steal your retirement. This is just her personal little plan. So there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, this is never going to change. We're going to continue to hear about how, well, blank is going to totally be the thing that lets us crucify Trump. Even though Russia flopped, and his alleged Naziness failed, and that weasel ex-lawyer convict of his struck out. But we promise this time, blank is going to bring him down. And you can put whatever you want to put in for blank. So saith CNN, and the Times, and the gang at LonelyNeckBeardedLeftistLoser.com, and the rest of the cabin boy media, along with the carb-curious Frito-Con dorks and the surviving furries, pseudo-Cherokees, and other assorted Democrat weirdos, currently wandering about in Iowa, pestering farmers to join them for selfies. There's always a new blank, except the bring them down part just never seems to happen. No coffee for the leftist establishment, because coffee is for closers. These geebos have been trying to close a deal since 2015, but all they have to do it with are the Rio Rancho leads. Now, they never get the Glengarry Ross leads. They will put a stake through the heart of the bad orange man. The second most recent act in the endless fail-a-thon is that the elite's historical reaction to the rise of Donald Trump was a gambit by the Stop the Hammering guy. Lawrence O'Donnell claimed he had dirt about Russians controlling Trump because they co-signed some of his loans. But he had nothing. Putting aside that, when someone guarantees your debts, you have leverage over him, Larry the Laughing Stock had to apologize when his baloney turned to Schiff. MC Hammered should have known that when it comes to Trump, you can't touch this. But these leftist toadies just never, ever, ever, ever learn. So now you've got some deep state dirtbag who's decided he can end run classification, if that sounds familiar to you, and executive privilege and narc out the Donald to the House Dems by leveraging the whistleblower statutes. And what was the subject of said narkage? Well, allegedly, Trump told the Ukrainians that they should investigate why Joe Biden's kid and brothers ended up with hugely lucrative sweetheart deals in that notorious Slavic cesspool of corruption. And to which normal Americans reacted by saying, wait, Joe Biden's kid and brothers ended up with hugely lucrative sweetheart deals in that notorious Slavic cesspool of corruption? You see, the problem with making the latest "this will do in Trump" moment out of the president's alleged attempt to investigate corruption by the Biden family is that it brings to the fore a scandal that the fake stream has carefully covered up during the marathon of gaffes that has been Gropey J's nomination campaign. Basically, the Biden clan has obviously made a fortune exploiting hair plug one's elected offices. What's funny about this for me is that they find it, in D.C., they find it unsporting of Trump to call out the sordid corruption of anybody else that's on the grift. They admire the Bidens. And normally, a regular Republican would not do anything like this. But first of all, you got a couple things. You got Joe getting out there bragging how he told the Ukrainians that unless they fired a nosy prosecutor who was poking around Sonny's company, they could waive dasvidaniya to a U.S. loan. So that makes the whole extortion argument awkward. I know that dasvidaniya is Russian, by the way. So here you have this scandalabra that is certainly absolutely, is definitely going to do Trump in. And we can count on that because we have the usual leftist suspects telling us so. The WAPO is assuring its eternally unsatisfied readers that yes, yes, this might be it. The Twitter Blue Check Train Trust is weighing in that this is serious, so very serious. And Seth Abramson, is probably still adding to his 678 tweet threat on how this is more emoluments and more Putin collusion. Now this means that the coming of the Supreme Court marshal to arrest Trump for treason and the voices. Oh my God, the voices. More impeachment babble. That's the other scheme that has these Nimrods gleefully tenting their soft, spindly fingers. And you're a bunch of dummies. This is how impeachment goes. Pelosi gets headlocked by her commie caucus into allowing the circus to commence, and you have the Willy Wonka worker reject Jerry Nadler plus Ed Buck's bestie Adam Schiff ringleading it. When the persecution rests, the Republican defense stands up and says the president calls to the stand Joe Biden and all the other Biden princelings and courtiers. And then the Democrats freak and refuse to allow it. And the Republicans say, not without a point, that impeaching Trump because he wanted a crime investigated kind of put that crime at issue. But the Democrats will squelch the whole line of inquiry. And normal Americans will cast some serious collective side eye at that manifest cover-up. Then the Dems will vote to impeach, and then it goes to the Senate, where Cocaine Mitch ensures that the Biden dirty laundry gets a nice long airing before putting it to a vote. Then 50 Republicans vote to acquit, with only Mitt Romney insisting on further humiliating himself by siding with the Dems. And Trump strolls down from Capitol Hill with a necklace made of the skulls of his enemies and defeats Big Chief Sitting Bolshevik, or, you know, whichever Dem that is not Biden runs against him next November. So the latest blank is yet another nothing burger. It's another face plant. It's an exercise in ritual suicide by a despondent and broken elite. that can't come to terms with their rejection by the American people. Americans are going to be super upset that Trump thought that this Democrat dynasty of gypsies, tramps, and thieves ought to be held accountable for its crimes. You should go with that, Democrats. You really should. And but your losing streak, that's going to last forever now. You've allowed the truth to come out far too much. You've done nothing. You've done nothing. You've given up on Trump. You don't do budgets anymore. That's what the House is supposed to do. They're supposed to be the power of the purse. And all we get are continuing resolutions. They could be working on the budget. They could put together a budget. You know, the president wants to have a budget. The Senate would like to have a budget. We haven't had a budget in a long time. And this House is not doing it. The Republicans weren't doing it either. I'll give you that. But this House, is their whole agenda is either taking everything we got, banning everything we own, or getting this president, or all of the above. I guess that'll be their platform they're going to run on. That'll be those planks they run on. So, okay. I got you. I hear you. I see you. And I've been taking notes. I've been taking notes, Democrats. And everybody else is taking notes. And people, you know, there's enough people like me out there doing what I do to where right now you guys have got a whole mess of problems. You've got a whole mess of problems that you've done to yourself. You have shot yourself. You're carrying the gun in appendix position, and you've shot yourself while holstering. I didn't do that to you. You did that to you. So, hour number three is coming up, and we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten, fresh off of the GRPC. That's coming up in about 8 minutes. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the whips.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.